Hello, hello, Facebookers. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am going to be bringing on Miss Maverick Mary here in just a moment. So, getting our stuff together, and I'm excited about the topic that we will be discussing. Maverick Mary and I are kicking off the conversation around Western medicine and holistic medicine. And I am super excited about this topic. And so I got my computer up here. I can see everybody. Yeah, let's see. I'm going to bring Mary on now. Okay. She's just got a request to join. Let's see here. Hi, Miss Maverick Mary. So, according to this, you must request to join, but let me see if I can find the right button here. Yeah, it just says, Mary, you must request to join. We will get this. How are you guys today? So if you are joining us today, show me some love. Push on the heart tab there and or the like button, whichever you prefer. And let me know that you are joining us so that we know you are here with us. And in order for you to join me, Mary, you must click the request to join button. Okay.
Love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
Have a good day.
You too. In order for me to know that you are here, please let me know by pushing the heart or like button. And we will be getting this party started soon. I can see. Well, while I'm waiting for Maverick to come on, I will be putting the link to the free gift that we created for you guys for joining us. It's our way of saying thank you for watching and listening, liking our page, sharing our page. So I'm about to put the link for you in the comments. Right below, you will see that. And I will type in free gift so you know exactly what that link is for. Okay, the link just came through for you. All right, so we're waiting for Mary to join us. I just put the link to our free gift. I believe you're going to absolutely love this gift. It is called a Journey Beyond the Law of Attraction gift. And it breaks down the 12 universal laws and how to apply them in your life. And that is Maverick Mary and I's way of saying thank you. Alright. Okay, so it does show that I'm live on our timeline here. And what I'm going to do is go ahead and share it with other people. So, see if we can't get some watchers on here. So, in order for me to know if you are here with me, you can tell me hello, type in the comments below. Where you're chiming in from. We love to know who we're connecting with around the world. So if you... are just joining me, welcome to the What's Your Journey Show podcast, created by Mary and I. Oh, I don't know what that is. Okay, all right, so the only way Maverick Mary can join me is by pushing, and she's probably tired of me saying this, is by saying or clicking, you should have a request to join button. So for those of you who are not familiar with who I am a transformation and mindset living coach, an expert in the area of ontological living and transformation, leadership and performance in the area of business, finances, relationship, and health. So, I've been a coach now for more than 9 years and have been offering my programs and services online now for the last 3 years. And I started my podcast. I actually have another podcast, A New Day with Susan, that began as a radio show, a local radio show that evolved into my own podcast, and created a podcast platform from there. And then I met Miss Beautiful Maverick Mary, and we were inspired, well, she was actually inspired to create the What's Your Journey show. And so we have been having guest speakers joining us from around the world, listening in on their journeys and sharing their stories. Okay, I just got a message from Maverick Mary. She's not seeing a join button from her desktop. And as we are figuring out the technology of going live through Facebook, we actually will be using another platform starting next week called BeLive, and that's what we're used to using. And so up until that happens, we've been doing this live stream through Facebook, which doesn't always seem to pan out the way we'd like it to. However, it shows how great a patience we have with this program. There she is. All right, now she's... Here we go. me.
This program.
There she is.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great. I'm awful sorry, friends. I was looking for the join button on the desktop, and it never arrived. So I have two programs going at once, so it was kind of annoying. But here I am. Hi, hi, hi. Thanks for holding down the ship, Susan.
Yes. I know. I was like, what do I talk about? Oh, so anyways, okay, so Maverick, Mary, and I are kicking off this show, this particular episode, episode 17, Western medicine versus holistic medicine, holistic health. And before we get started, though, I wanted to just kind of share a little bit about, like, what inspired us to even go with this topic series. So it started with a conversation of our first speaker, who I will share more about towards the end of the show. And then Maverick Mary was inspired, and I will let her share that part with you guys, because it is pretty inspiring.
Okay. Hi, everybody. You know, we all know what it's like to be sick. And my own story was, or is, because I'm still living it, is a few years ago, 2017, I came down with what I thought was the flu. And it wasn't the flu. They did a whole bunch of testing, and it turned out I had an autoimmune issue, and it turned out to be a rare issue. It's a variant of scleroderma called CREST, and there's not a lot of doctors in the country that even treat it. And as you can imagine, if you have something rare or you're sick at all, the first thing you want is, you know, someone that can cure you. And that just wasn't the case. They could cure the symptoms, but there is no cure for scleroderma. But there are various levels of illness. And lucky for me, I have the limited version. And so I've been able to manage it with a medicine given to people that have arthritis, or maybe you've heard of it if you've ever had malaria. It's called Plaquenil. So that's a prescription. And then I have another prescription for anti-inflammatory, because I have a lot of swelling and a lot of pain. So, but other than that, I've been feeling pretty good. I've changed my diet to reflect things that don't cause inflammation and don't create reflux, which is one of the symptoms. I have Raynaud's, which is one of the symptoms. It's when all the circulation in your fingers and your toes kind of turns blue, and then it turns white. Kind of looks like you're a dead person. When you look at it, it's kind of freaky when it first happens. But the funny thing is, I thought I had frostbite, because that's what it looks like.
Wow.
It looks, because your ends of your fingers and the ends of your toes just go completely white. So of course, that's what I thought I had. And then when it started happening, when it was 60 degrees out, I was like, geez, I must have got it really bad in the winter if it's showing up in the summer too. Mm-hmm. So, but I've learned to eat things that don't cause inflammation, kind of got rid of gluten as much as I can, got rid of meat as much as I can. I don't swear off meat, but I probably only eat meat a couple times a week now. You know, and usually it's chicken or fish. I don't eat beef very often. It's kind of like a treat to have that. And they just manage the symptoms, and that's it. I've learned to do housework and things limited. I used to be able to clean the whole house in a day, but now I can't do that anymore. If I do that, then I'd be flat out for 2-3 days, not be able to move and walk around like the Tin Man. So,
yeah.
So now I just do it in stages. But I'm encouraged by the foundation for scleroderma.org, and we can put that information in the notes for any of you out there watching our show that has a variant of scleroderma. There's all different types of scleroderma out there. There's many more doctors that are treating it now. They don't know what it's caused. It's not genetic, which also makes it more difficult to narrow down the type that you have. And there's a lot of support groups out there. I can put a link on there to a support group. It's nice to know from other people that you can get that kind of support when you're kind of having a pluh kind of a day. Feel free to check back on our page. We will put them up in our notes so that you can go and use those resources as time goes on. Back to you, Susan.
So, what has it been like for you, and how long ago was it that you were diagnosed with that?
I got the flu in December of 2017, and they started doing, I went to the doctors initially, and the blood work started to come in. They took a lot of blood, and the blood work started to come in January. And of course, we all have portals now where we can go and look at our blood work. Mm-hmm. And the blood work always tells us what the normal range is and then when it's not. So you get that information before you even see the doctor. So, yikes. I have to say that when I found out that there wasn't a cure, mm-hmm. I think I initially kind of, you know, I probably spent a good month researching. And research does not make you feel better. Research, for me, made me feel worse, because you don't really know what type. Don't know what your outlook is going to be.
Maverick, you froze up.
Oh, I'm here.
All I got was, you don't know what type, and then you came back on.
Oh, I said, you know, it's scleroderma is like cancer. You don't know what type you have. And there's many, you know, to break it down into the smallest explanation, there's limited and diffuse. If you have diffuse, you're probably going to be a goner in 5 or 6 years. If you have limited, you could survive anywhere between 12 and 25 years, maybe longer. You know, it just depends on how things are managed and how things progress.
Yeah.
Some people have very serious organ involvement. I've been so lucky. I don't have any of that. So everyone has something different. So I urge you to go to not draw any conclusions. If you're someone that's recently finding out and you're in tears and researching and just feeling worse, just take it one day at a time based on how you feel as a person. And instead of looking at the glass that's half empty, look at the glass like it's half full, and focus on when you feel good and think about what did you do that day to make yourself feel good. Try, and when you do feel not so good, like when I overdid it, like vacuuming one day, it was range of motion. And when you have severe arthritis to the point that I do, if you use that range of motion too often, then you're going to hurt. So do half of your chores and half of them the next day. They don't all have to get done in one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, space out your errands so that you're not walking so often. So, and you know, we have to take care of our skin. So I don't use products that have a lot of ingredients that haven't been researched. And as you know, they just found out that a lot of people that have been sick have been getting sick by simply using hair products that weren't good for them.
Yeah.
So they're always finding out things like that. So try to use things as natural and as holistic as you can, that you know where the source of it, of the product is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just try to keep things to basics. Life can be so simple or it can be really complicated. It's up to you to simplify your life. And I think for me, that's been the best advice, is to keep things simple.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought it would be cool, and thank you for sharing, you know, what you deal with, you know, with this autoimmune disease. And, you know, I was wondering holistically, what have you,
besides, what have I done?
Yeah. Like spiritually, you know, like what are some of the things that you've done?
Well, spiritually, I do, belong to a faith-based community that's, very active, and, I'm pretty involved in that. I'm on different committees. I was, part of a different faith before. I was Catholic and I moved to a Protestant faith, and I did that because I felt like a sense of belonging when I went there. There was singing and there was activities and the readings made sense and people that were there were welcoming. So, you know, you're not going to go unless you feel a sense of belonging. So, for those of you that don't go to church, that's fine. That's fine. If you find your own spiritual guidance at home, for me, that's something I did. Like I said, I changed my eating and my diet. I changed the products that I put on my body to make sure that they were holistic and that they don't have ingredients that haven't been, you know, tested. That kind of thing. I think those are the basics, and that just keeps it simple. I do things that I enjoy. I spend a lot of time with friends. Mm-hmm. I don't wait for things that, I don't put off, spending time with friends and family if I can. Why wait?
Yeah.
You know, if a friend calls you up in the middle of the week and you're one of these people, I used to be this person that had to schedule everything. Now I'm a lot more spontaneous, leaving pockets of time in my schedule. I'm like, yeah, sure. Come on over. You know, a friend came over last night. We had dinner, together. We cooked together. And then, her and I watched, a show on Netflix, and it was totally spontaneous. We didn't plan it or anything. So that kind of thing for me, fills my life with fun. And I have a great group of friends. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Fun and Friendship group. We all take care of each other. We call each other and see if each other needs anything. We're like, an extended family of one another, and I'm very, very lucky to have them in my life.
Nice. So. Awesome. Yeah. So it sounds like you have a lot of spontaneity. You live, effortlessly by not having a bunch of to-do lists. 'Cause one of the causes of autoimmune disease, according to science, has been, linked to, high amounts of stress.
Right. That's a number one cause, of this illness. Yep.
Yep.
And of any illness in general. But in particular is the only single common thread that all the patients have.
Yeah.
But you could say that about any illness.
Well, I just went by some of the facts from a documentary of a movie called Heal. Mm-hmm. So it's the Heal documentary, and that's one of the resources. And by the way, so what Mary and I are going to do is we're going to create a PDF document that we'll upload to our page with a variety of resources, including any of the speakers that we bring on. It'll we'll attach their information as well. So what I wanted to start off with was, like, you know, what is the difference between Western medicine, Westernized medicine, and holistic medicine? So the Westernized medicine, according to the cancer.gov, is a system in which medical doctors and other healthcare professionals, such as nurses, pharmacists, and therapists, treat symptoms and diseases using drugs, radiation, or surgery, also called allopathic medicine. Holistic medicine, according to WebMD.com, is a form of healing that considers the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and emotions, in the quest for optimal health and wellness. A holistic doctor may use all forms of health care, from conventional medication to alternative therapies, to treat a patient. So first I wanted to share that, but the Heal documentary, I absolutely love, love, love this documentary. And the reason why is because of my own personal journey through, you know, Western medicine and holistic medicine, and how I've benefited from both. But the documentary was created by Kelly Noonan, and I will put this as well, the link to the documentary. I know you can get, I bought it on Amazon, but there's also a book. But anyways, what it's about is it takes us on a scientific and spiritual journey where we discover that our thoughts, beliefs, and emotions have a huge impact on our health and ability to heal. And the latest science reveals that we are not victims of unchangeable genes, nor should we buy into a scary prognosis. The fact is, we have more control over our health and life than we have been taught to believe. And what's awesome is you will hear from people like Marianne Williamson, Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, Joan Borisenko, she's a PhD, Michael Bernard Beckwith, for those of you who don't know him, he's the founder of Agape International Spiritual Center and author, and he was also featured in the Secret document. Anyway, so that film, if you have not seen that, I highly recommend you, it gives you another perspective and point of view, you know, from a holistic point of view and from a mindset point of view. So I'll leave that with, lead into my journey. So I had initially started out with being diagnosed as depressed and with PTSD, like back in the early 2000s. And that I was stuck on an antidepressant, and between the antidepressant and the birth control, I couldn't do it. My body was not accepting it, and I didn't like the idea of being fat. And I seemed to be blowing up every time I when I was taking that. And then so I took myself off of those, but it began there. And it began with a local therapist telling me, after all that I had shared with him, all the sexual trauma, all the, you know, abuse, traumatic experiences from my childhood, he's like, did you know you could just let all this go? And, you know, I'm 20, I'm in my 20s, I'm naive. And I was like, I don't know what you mean. And he said, look, it's like this pin. And he let the pin go. And he said, it's as easy as letting it all go. And I took that literally seriously. And I decided in that moment, I'm going to let my past go. Over the years, I had spent not ever talking about that crap again and never thought about it again. And so then in 2005, I had my gallbladder removed, and that was eating unhealthy, you know, a lot of fast food, you just an unhealthy diet. Then in 2007, from 2005 beyond, I started noticing some lower back pain. By 2007, I was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease in my lower back. And I was told by the doctor, I would not heal. There's no cure. It was just my, you know, my bones were going to get worse and I should go to physical therapy. And that it's just going to get worse over time. And eventually it might lead to back surgeries and stuff. And I'm thinking, my gosh, I'm not even, like, I'm only in my 30s here. I'm so unhealthy. But not only that, I was also dealing with turmoil in my life, financially, in my relationships as a mother, at that time I wasn't married, but Buck and I had been together for several years. But we weren't in the best of the best of the relationships. Anyway, so as time moved on, he was right. It was getting worse. And I was in this constant pain in my lower back. So I went back and seen him again in 2009. And it had progressed. Now I was being diagnosed with that, plus bone spurs and arthritis. And in 2010, I was, because I hadn't said anything to that doctor about what I was experiencing, since he told me there was nothing they could do for it anyway, I just thought, well, okay, this must be just part of the problem. I had started experiencing extreme pain in my shoulder blades. Well, in 2010, that was diagnosed as fibromyalgia. And then I also had, during that same year, diagnosed with fibroids, which was an extremely painful thing going on in my stomach for 2 weeks at a time. So as you can see, I like had all this stuff going on with me physically, and it was like this vicious cycle of chronic pain. I couldn't sleep. I was waking up in pain. By 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, I was walking around where I would be bending over and lifting my leg up from side to side to try to relieve the pain. You know, most of the time I was crying. And so between what was happening in my life, along with the constant pain that I was in, I couldn't help but have certain thoughts about wanting to either end my life or run away from, it was either end my life to get out of pain, physical pain, and or run away to get away from my relationship and fail this thought of being a failure as a mother and a spouse. My healing began when this guy, who is a friend, approached me, because I started attending a non-denominational church and was praying for answers. And I believe that my divine answer came through this man. And before I knew it, I was registered into a program for 3.5 days. And in that 3.5 days, I literally transformed my life. What I noticed, though, that was very profound, because like you, I had started changing my eating habits, doing more exercise, just changing those types of things. I started taking a supplement that was new to the market, redox molecules. You could see a difference shifting, but it wasn't enough to where I wasn't out of pain. And in my mind, I believed what the doctor said. I would be in this pain for the rest of my life, and that it was only going to get worse. After that weekend, I noticed the pain had disappeared some. So just before I go there, though, I want to share that I had read a book written by Louise Hay called You Can Heal Your Life. Rest in peace, Louise. However, that also began my journey in questioning what's really going on here with my body. And so between taking the molecules, which is something that we already produce in our body, I was just consuming it to add more, and which increased the level of healing by 500 to 800%. And so I really believe that it was benefiting me in a very big way. But it wasn't until that weekend when my life transformed. And what I mean by that is I got that I am the one who is fully responsible for my life, everything in my life. Now, I'm not talking about people that live out there or anything, but You know, like everybody has a part, but I accepted my part. And by doing that and dealing powerfully, working through and healing deep secrets, I'm talking stuff that was I was ashamed about, feeling a lot of guilt around, dealing with the stress of my life, I noticed this pain that I was experiencing would come and go. And I was like, wow. So I started to pay attention when it was showing up. And it was during times that I was stressing out. It was during times that I needed to deal with stuff. So in other words, what I'm saying is I got to the root causes. And what I mean by that is I got to the root cause of my childhood traumas and the power of forgiveness. I call it radical forgiveness, the process that I use. And that since then, I have not had any problems with any kind of pain. When I have discomfort in my body, I immediately look up Louise Hayes. I don't care if it's a sneeze, I'm looking it up. and then I ask my body, is this real, you know, is this true for me? Is this related to what's been going on in my life today or yesterday? Mm-hmm. I look for, in my mind, I'm looking for what's going on up here in my mind, the unconscious thinking that's happening, because I believe where our energy goes, where our focus goes, energy flows. And what I noticed is I used to think continuously of how much pain I was in. I would do anything to get out of pain, including wanting to commit suicide. And when I finally stopped thinking about it, the pain disappeared. When I finally started healing the root causes of where the pain originated from, it disappears. So in my experience, I believe that we have the power with the use of our mind to heal our bodies. I also know because this friend who referred me to this program was a doctor, and he's the most amazing doctor anybody would ever want in anybody. And his thing was he listened, and I wanted pain pills. And he said, absolutely not. I might as well just tell you to jump off the mountain and get it over with. Mm. And look, I'm around people all the time who are taking all these different medications, and I literally watched them kill themselves while they're not dealing with the spiritual side of things, while they're not dealing with the shame and the guilt and all the crap that they're carrying around on their backs about the things that they feel like they've done wrong in their life, these secrets that they're hiding to share. And I just, so I've done tons and tons and tons of research, and there's too many doctors now and scientists and pharmaceutical guys, who's also in this Heal documentary, by the way, who are claiming that it's all around money and it's killing people. And to me, there's got to be other answers. If you've got hundreds of years of people taking medications and it's actually causing more problems, then what is the other solution? So that's why I turn to holistic health. I also do regular shaman healing sessions to get mm-hmm. to, you know, traumatic stuff, along with my own mindset work that I do. And everybody's case is on their, you know, their own. Mm-hmm. I just invite people to really educate themselves and really look into the mindset and the energy and how the molecules and everything come together. And I just believe in the power of healing of ourselves. So I'm excited about this series that you and I are doing, Maverick, because this is a touchy subject, you know. Reverend Michael Beckwith, in his series of the movie, he says that, you know, go into a doctor, see them, let them give you a diagnosis, but you do your own prognosis, you know. We put doctors on a pedestal that they're the know-all, and they're educated. You know, there's three centuries of, how did she say it? Three centuries into a mindset that was predicated on the work of Dockhart, Newton, and Darwin, that our symptoms are all meaningless. We're machines. Give them a medicine and they'll be fine. So we're covering up. We're not getting to the root cause of the stuff. That's my take.
Thank you so much for sharing your journey. I think that the truth is that a lot of the people that are suffering from different things, they don't really, they're not really offered different resources often. I can say that I've tried acupuncture. For me, it didn't work. It was work for 20 minutes and it wasn't a thing. But there's other people that do it and they love it and they think it's so helpful. There are people that go to the chiropractor for their own health and well-being and get checkups frequently and get adjustments frequently. And for them, that works. I'd invite anyone to try things that are a little bit outside the box of the norm, because you
listen
might be
to your body
in what you find.
Exactly. Listen to your body is what you're really saying.
People that can't sleep at night. There's a lot of people that have trouble sleeping. They toss and turn. Without a good night's sleep, you can't be fresh and ready for your day. I listen to an app that basically tells me adult bedtime stories. It's like some guy. Remember, it's like a guy's voice from like Masterpiece Theater. And you listen to the stories. And or you can listen to your TV and listen to soft music on the TV. All of those things can help. Yoga works for some people. Reiki works for some people. Massage works. I'm a big fan of massage for my particular illness. Because it is circulatory based. So that makes very good sense to do that, because whenever I have something that's super sore and I, with rest, it doesn't improve, I know exactly where to go. And then I have that spot worked on. And I did that, as a matter of fact, last week. And I'm like a new girl now. And it's because I overworked myself doing housework and moving boxes and things. And, you know, I overworked it and overdid it. And rest didn't help. So I went and got massage and I'm a new person, you know. So, explore different things that might work for you. You'd be surprised. Quiet time. Put down your phone. They have found recently that young girls, especially, that are being bullied online. And this just, you know, I'm a teacher. So this goes back to, this is a little back to school tip. If your daughter or son is having trouble with bullying online, the best thing to do sometimes is nothing. And that nothing, there was just a upbeat show on today, this morning on NBC. And one of the things that, the child psychologist recommended was to simply do this and to put your phone down for an hour. Because what happens is you're online, you're looking for the next response, you're looking, you're wondering what you're going to say next. And it's just this exhausted effort to stay on top of what's going on. And rather than do that, simply put your phone down for an hour so that you can take yourself out of the circle for a minute and try to think logically about what's going on, or don't think at all and just rest and don't deal with what's online. Because it's not going to be part of your future. It's part of your present. but it's not going to be part of your future. But it's a real thing for a lot of girls. And I had four girls, and I can tell you, a lot of bullying went on in their lives.
Now, isn't that crazy? Like, I didn't hear that kind of stuff growing up, bullying. You know, kids picked on each other. I didn't hear things like anxiety and all that stuff in my life. Something I thought was interesting was Bella, I think, was about three. And I started to wonder, okay, so if I'm like, she's modeling me, like she's learning from what I'm saying and, you know, doing. And so if I sit here and say I have, hi, Tammy, if I sit here and say I have a headache, and I say it enough, I started noticing she started saying it. She don't even know what a physical, what that is physically. She just is copying.
Mm-hmm.
So that really got me to thinking about like how much, like if you got parents walking around all day long talking about anxiety and, oh, my life is so crazy. Like that in itself, like we create through language and you know what I mean? So like we're developing our kids before, like we're teaching them to live unhealthy before they even understand what unhealthy is.
Right, right. Because we're showing them our own anxiety and our own inability to cope with things in times of stress. Instead, and that was the other thing the child psychologist said, instead we have to model. She must have said that
other ways,
10 times. Even if it means, you know, you have to take yourself out of the equation and chill in the other room so that it's not in front of your child. You know, when you come back, you look like that strong person and that you're coping. It's not to skew the moment, but, you know, she said, think of children that, you know, have lost a family member unexpectedly. The first thing families usually do is try to comfort that child, but also to sort of keep them busy doing activities that are going to have them be thinking about something else other than the unexpected death in their family. And I think that we can do that with any other coping thing. I used to be a smoker, and I honestly gave up smoking doing something really, really simple. Every time I had a craving, I would tell myself, in 10 minutes, I'll let myself have a cigarette if I still have a craving.
That's a good idea.
And 10 minutes would go by, and then I'd get the craving, and I'd say, oh, can I wait another 10 minutes?
Yeah,
I think I can. And then I would just keep pushing it off and pushing it off and pushing it off every 10 minutes. And
that's cool.
As I was doing it, I always knew that I had that emergency pack that I could grab one if I wanted to. But it became this like power struggle with myself to say, oh, I can walk into the, you know, kitchen and get them anytime I want in the bottom drawer, but let's see if I don't have to walk to the bottom drawer. It was kind of a game I play with myself. So I feel like you can do that with anything, you know,
that's
to
awesome. Like
get rid of it. And now, you know,
that's a great nugget. My husband, sent
it's me simple, a... right? It's not complicated.
Yeah. Well, Buck had just sent me a message, of a little meme that said something about, every time you get an urge to smoke, stick the top of your tongue on. Like 5 years, and I picked it back up like 2 years ago. No, over a year ago. And I used to make myself wrong for it and beat myself up over it. And I heard I did some research on it because I'm all about the mindset. So I was like curious, okay, why did I pick up, you know, I'm like, why did I pick up smoking? It was all around stress. I have this high tolerance to stress. And the thing is like, we have a natural stress that's okay to have. But it's to know when we're out of that natural level and we go above that level. So anyways, I always pushed myself to the limit of stress where it would start showing up physically and manifesting mm-hmm. in the body. So
yeah.
My least path of resistance to stress became cigarettes again. Yeah. So, and I've actually been creating my strategy. Because I'm willing to quit. And I know why I smoke. It's not because...
I think most people do know why.
Huh?
I think most people do know why.
Yeah.
And I do, yeah.
Yeah, some people say it's a physical addiction or mental addiction or whatever. So,
but my skin, but your everything feels better when you give them up. Like,
right.
You can oh breathe, you can breathe better, your skin's brighter. Mm. You're not as fatigued.
No brain fog.
So I never had a lot. I probably would have like one in, I was more like a, I never had them in the morning. Mine was like more on the way to work or when I got home from work, maybe one after supper. I was like a three day, you know, and my doctor would always say, and why do you need those three? Like it's three or four, maybe tops in a day. Like, it's not even worth it. I'm like, I know. I got to think of something. So, but anyway, it's getting late.
Yes.
I don't know. Did we talk about everything? Do we need to wrap it up?
Well, the only last thing I wanted to share with our listeners, our viewers, is our next upcoming show, August 29th. And we are going to continue this series. And as I was saying at the beginning, one of the biggest reasons we were inspired to do a series on Western medicine and holistic health was inspired by Ryan Matthews. And so I'm just going to give you a little teaser about this guy. You guys are going to love him. He's done a TED Talk. Let me just pull this up here. Where did he go? Here he is. Okay, so Ryan Matthews, he's an inspirational speaker. He just recently done a TED Talk. He's a 2-time best-selling author and a decorated veteran who trained elite Army canines and then became a civilian dog trainer using his proven formula to train over 3,000 dogs. And the reason why we are excited about bringing Ryan on is because he's actually going to share with us how he overcame cancer with the use of his mind. So he's going to be sharing with us on that topic. So this topic will be about how Ryan overcame cancer by using his mindset. All right. That is August 29th, 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 5 p.m. Eastern. The time of the show will go up because school is going back into session. Some places it's not yet. Some places are. And I believe Miss Maverick Mary starts back in the 27th. So starting September, we will be just a little bit later in the day. You'll know that after September 5th it begins. So, all right. So that's all I wanted to share with everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening or viewing us today. We'd love to hear what you have to say, or if you have any questions, any comments on this topic, Western medicine versus holistic health. And there will be an upload of resources for you to check out. If you have any other recommendations or resources you'd like to share, please do so.
And I'd like to thank our viewers that came on today and said hello to us. And that was Christine Pizek. It was Christine.
Kristen.
And yeah, Kristen, Dram Kramer. And it was Tammy Gibbs, I think. So yep. Thank you to our three followers that came on. A lot of times people watch our show later. If you do watch our show later, make sure you post a comment so that we know that you listened, and we can mention you in the next show. All right.
Awesome. Have a good night.
Namaste. Bye.